Hello, this is Bent, Big Ed's friend and publisher and web designer and a few other things. It's been a week since Big Ed passed over, and I found this that I thought you might enjoy for the weekly installation of her website. It's about love, and it was published by Big Ed on medium.com. Love. To carry our love in our hearts is always essential, but even so much more now, living in a planetary hatred of this age. We can't let small negative daily details rule our hearts. A vast layer of human hatred that is upon earth must be consumed by love and placed into a fire. This wall of hatred generated by mankind separates people not only from understanding, but also from love. Many of us live on a superficial level, being the easiest way of living, hanging on to a thread we think is love because we crave love. A love that might only be an illusion. We don't look in to see what we consist of, a heart and a mind. Often the intellectual mind overrides the heart. It is said there is a long way between the heart and the mind to unite. If we try to look deeper than just to the teeth of a person, we might find a beautiful heart. Then we can go beyond the verbal word and just be. In unconditional love, there is no conflict, no doubts, because we know not only our own heart, but also the true heart of the other person, through activities, attitudes, and behaviors. Love is born by understanding. Feeling a deep love makes us peaceful. Love implies vulnerability, so when there is fear, love can't thrive. As Krishnamurti said, love is a state of being, and in that state, position is absent.